It's Tracy's Neighborhood Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It is Tracy from Tracy's Neighborhood here this morning with Kathy Smorella. She is the pastor of Spiritual Development Missions and Outreach at the Vineyard Church. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hey, you are going to talk to us this morning about a really cool event you have coming up.
Yes, we are super excited about Art for the Heart of India at the Vineyard Church. It's coming up a week on November 15th. It's a Friday night.
And tell me a little bit about the event.
I will. So this is an event. We've done Art for the Heart for 10 years. We focused on Africa for the last 10 years and haven't forgotten that, but kind of have met some needs there. Mm-hmm. And so this year we have a new opportunity to partner with an organization in India. So it's Art for the Heart of India. And 100% of what comes in that night through a silent auction and a live auction goes to support an organization called Christ for India. And the ultimate goal is to build a community center in the center of New Delhi in an area that's pretty poverty stricken. And it's been a dream of this organization, this ministry, and we get to help them do it.
Oh, wow. Now, you guys also, I mean, you sought out the help of a lot of folks in the community, like the artists, right? Tell me a little bit about where that art came from.
Yeah, one of our goals is not just to raise funds for this ministry, for this community center, but it's to honor artists in our own community. And so we have artists throughout our Michiana area, throughout our region. We even have some from around the country. One came in from Canada. People donate 100% to Art for the Heart of India, and 100% of what comes in that night goes to the community center. And so we have beautiful art ranging from jewelry to sculpture to lots of paintings and photography. We have so many talented people in our community. It's amazing to see. It's amazing.
So
awesome. I think we have some really good art. Yeah.
So people can, you know, not only feel great about, you know, supporting this effort to build a community center in New Delhi, but get really a nice piece for their home or something to wear and be able to brag about the artists they got it from. Tell me kind of how it works. Is it a silent auction or is there bidding? Tell me how that all works.
Yeah, so people come in. Can I tell you one other? We added something new this year.
Sure.
We added what we're calling art experiences. So we have cooking classes donated by Martin's. We have art classes donated by Board and Brush and some artists around our community. We have performance art at the Morris and the Lerner and Wagon Wheel Theater, all donated tickets to different events. All kinds of things like that. So we have
some really neat experiences as well.
Oh, gosh,
yes.
It's so cool. Some people make beautiful, beautiful cakes, which I think is art, and you can get a certificate to get one of those for a special event. Yeah. So people walk in. We call it an adults only event, and mm-hmm. it's semi-formal. It's one of the few times we get dressed up at the Vineyard Church. And they get a bidder number, and there's food. Everything is free. There's really wonderful food, appetizers and that kind of thing. American Espresso Catering donates their coffee cart, so there's wonderful coffee beverages. And so they come in, and there's a silent auction. We have about 160 pieces of art in our is that right? Yeah, about 160 pieces of art in the silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a live auction where we have between 10 and 12 different pieces of just really amazing art. And we have some art packages. We have an auctioneer come in for that part of it. And we share the vision of what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Pastor Abraham from India, our partner there, is going to be here the night of Art for the Heart of India and sharing some of that vision. People have a chance to talk to him, and it is a beautiful, beautiful night.
Oh, it sounds awesome. So do people need tickets to get in general?
No.
No.
No,
wow.
They just can show up. 6:30 is when doors open for the public. We do a reception for all our artists and our sponsors mm-hmm. at earlier, but 6:30 is when doors open. We also have a little marketplace for, we're calling our world marketplace, where mm-hmm. people can just purchase some things, smaller things, jewelry, that kind of thing. And then the 7 o'clock is the official start time, but people can start bidding right away. Mm-hmm. And we have like different sections, and it gets a little crazy and chaotic, but it gets a little insane, but it's just a really great and beautiful night.
It really does sound like it. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think, we've done this for 10 years. We've raised, about $450,000, over those
amazing.
Last 10 years. It really is a miracle that God does every year. And so I expect great things this year. I hope that people will come both to honor artists in our community and to be supportive of this great ministry. And also, it's not just for church people. It's really for anyone who wants to come. We hope lots of folks in our community, whether they're connected to the Vineyard Church or not, walk in the doors that night, because I think it'll feel pretty special.
Absolutely. The Vineyard is such an inclusive place. So thank you so much, Kathy, for talking about this event. We really hope it goes well for you. And again, Friday, November 15th, the doors open at 6:30. Things get started at 7. It's Art for the Heart of India. You know, seek out some awesome art, 160 pieces or neat art experiences, and just help with this community center in New Delhi. Until next time, it's Tracy with Tracy's Neighborhood.
If you'd like to be featured on Tracy's Neighborhood, just go to sunny1015radio.com. Click on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy tab and look for Tracy's Neighborhood. Thanks for listening.